with state legislators who are Republicans, congressmen, senators, local committeemen, a lot of whom are in panic. And so maybe they should do something about it. Maybe they should have a moveon.org type organization and get some rallying, which the other side has already done, and have a counterweight so they don't send the party into suicide. And that might involve, not now, but after New Hampshire, winnowing the field and donors and other people going and saying, we're just going to pick this guy. We're going to pick Rubio. I'm sorry, Jeb, you're not going to be president. Christie, you can be Secretary of Treasury. But we're going to get organized here, and we're not going to go quietly into the night.
So go back to some kind of smoke-filled room? I mean, is that...
I'm pro-conspiracy right now.
you think it's that critical?
Well, you know, I'm sort of wrong. I have no confidence in my judgment. I shouldn't say that on TV.
because Mark I have confidence in your judgment.
Because I thought Trump was fade, and I still sort of think he'll fade. But it's not looking
sort good. Of. You've back.
I mean, it's right now. Trump and Cruz are both looking pretty good, and I don't think either is electable, and neither do a lot of Republicans. And so the question is, why do they just sit there and do nothing?